Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures mixed today with corn trading down 3.25 cents in December and down to $3.95. That was roughly 4.5 cents off of the high. Today's high for December corn was 3.99¾. So could not quite get through those that $4 level here as it attempted it 2 days in a row. The previous resistance or the previous attempt at $4 happened on that August 12th report. And that was the last time we hit this level. Of course, before that, it went all the way up to about $4.57 back in the summer month of July. But we're still above the moving averages, and so there are some reasons for that rally. The offsetting factor would be the fact that it's harvest, and there's a lot of corn sitting around on the ground and in grain bins all across the Midwest. Beans, on the other hand, a little bit higher here, up 3.5 cents in November, up to 891.5. That market's been relatively strong here with the high today in November, 896. It seems like that $9 level for the November beans continues to be resistance. Also at that 8 to 98, the 50-day moving average. So a lot of resistance here. And then wheat futures quite a bit lower today, down 9.75 in the December Chicago and down 7.25 in the December Kansas City.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This Friday, October 9th, is the USDA updated supply and demand report and world crop production. It's going to give us the latest yield, acreage, and production numbers here for the grains or small grains. We've got early estimates here of corn production of 13.504 billion bushels with an average yield of 167.1. And that's using a harvested acre number of 80.826 million acres. Estimates for the soybean production at 3.908 billion bushels with an average yield of 47.2 bushels an acre and a harvested acre number of 82.914 million acres. Now the other part is the quarterly stocks number, ending stocks. Average trade estimate for wheat is 819 million bushels. Average number for corn is 1.534 billion bushels. The average number for beans is 414, and that's for the U.S. ending stocks. It's a pretty big jump in beans over last year. And then on the world level, for next year, wheat 224.76 million metric tons, corn 188.7, and beans 84.4. That's still a pretty big wheat number.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, December live cattle up 292 at 136.15, February up 202 at 137.67, November feeder cattle 320 higher at 181.22, January up 347 at 176.27, December lean hogs down 75 at 65.97, February down a dollar at 68.82. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 7¾ at 5.08, March down 7½ at 5.22¼. December Chicago wheat down 9½ at 5.16¾, March down 9¼ at 5.23¾. December corn down 2½ at 3.95¾, March down 2¼ at 4.06¼. November soybeans up 3 at 8.91, January up 3 at 8.95. December cotton down 3 at 62.05, March up 10 at 61.95. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.